The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
You might have heard about us on Facebook. It's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Kasem, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, from the chair behind all the knobs and switches, here's Nate.
All right, back again for the Friday episode of the Nate Darling Show. Here with Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
Hello, Kareem.
Hello.
And hello, Diana Hong.
박명성 3호 2호기 위성 발사 성공.
It's really good to have her back, isn't it? Just a little joke.
I miss you, Diana.
Well, you know, we'll have her back at some point.
Yeah, she's always welcome back.
The problem is we sort of changed the night we record. Yeah. You know, whenever you've got a commitment on Mondays for at least a little while longer.
For another 2 weeks, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about it after then.
Okay.
Hey, it's my birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
It is.
It's today, Friday, February 19th, my birthday.
I forgot.
It's my mom's birthday, too.
Ah.
Sacramento mom.
And Smokey Robinson.
I forgot your birthday.
Well.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Through the magic of recording and ahead of time.
I'm not going to.
That's right. Well, Facebook will remind you, too, because that's what Facebook does.
You can't trust it sometimes, though. People want to mess with you.
Yeah, people are fucks. If you put the wrong birth date in Facebook, fuck you.
I just wanted to see if you were a real friend. You'd know my birthday's not July 4th.
Fuck off. Fuck right off. Fuck right off. Because, listen, fuck all of you. If I don't know exactly when everyone's birthday is. My really close friends, I have a range of I know roughly when it is.
Yeah.
But I don't have everybody memorized. I have like 500 Facebook friends, and they're all acquaintances, coworkers, whatever else. I don't necessarily have your fucking birthday memorized. If you're doing it as a test, fuck you.
Yeah, it's like a big dip.
Exactly. Oh, hi. It's my birthday. I can say that.
If you're doing it as a test, that means that you're an insecure asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want to weed out my friend. Well, fuck you. Fuck you. How about you just get off Facebook and go fuck yourself?
Yeah. How about you just, you know.
I want you to prove that you're really my friend.
Prove it. Prove your love. Prove your love for me. All right. Coming up on the show today, Kanye's broke and beyond broke. We'll talk a little bit about that. Glenn Beck has some choice words for Donald Trump, and some sad news. We lose a Supreme Court justice this past week.
Hmm.
So we're not going to revel in someone's death here.
Speak for yourself.
So tonight is the Juke Joint Friday at the Brickhouse Art Gallery in Oak Park. If you have not gotten your tickets yet, you can still get tickets at the door. What are they, 15 at the door?
15 at the door. So you got Mr. Sean Thwaites, Berklee Music Institute graduate, and we got the comedy of Lance Woods.
And, of course, you'll be performing, too.
Yeah, and I'll be telling a couple of jokes, talk a little bit about history, since it was Black History Month.
Sure.
Some new material that I've been working on.
You know what I find odd? When really, really white people have to salute Black history, shouldn't we have an African-American person somewhere in here be able to do this? I know you don't want to roll out just token African-American person to talk about Black History Month, but...
I don't know. White people need to know Black history. Because it's American history.
It is. It is absolutely American history.
Yeah.
Go hand in hand. In leg iron and whip and chain and ship and all sorts of other stuff.
So white people should be aware of it. So they should have them have this black, as long as they just do it straight.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. It's just every now and then it makes me go, well, that's odd.
Yeah.
It's just really strange. It's as strange as George Lopez touring with a bunch of black comics.
I'm like, yeah, that is kind of interesting.
What's going on? Why is George? It's like, okay, makes sense. George Lopez, what?
What? Yeah.
What's going on? Is he bringing? Are they driving around in his El Camino? Hey, everybody, get in the back of my El Camino.
You know, George is black.
Didn't his wife give him a kidney or some nonsense like that?
Yeah. They actually said if you did the one drop rule in Mexico, they would all be black. Because the largest slave port in the North America was in Veracruz, Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Mm-hmm. And because the Moors ruled Spain for 700 years, the Spanish were used to race mixing, so it wasn't a big deal to them. So
right, yeah.
They start fucking once they get off the boat.
It's true, but they still throw bananas at black soccer players in Spain. So
yeah, it's a weird. That's the weirdest part.
Let's not crown them as super progressive.
No, they're not progressive. It's the thing is the Mexicans try to act like they don't know no black people. You know, like they're better than black people. Like, bitch, please. Say, get your black grandma out of the fucking closet.
This has been Race Relations with Kareem. any plans this weekend, Jason? Anything going on? Anything good? Anything exciting? More house hunting?
More house hunting, I think. That's going to be our thing.
Are you going to just watch House Hunters and learn from that?
And just hope?
My God, I saw an episode of House Hunters where they were looking, and it was set in Sacramento, which is why I watched it.
Oh, really?
And this young couple were determined they had to have a house in Curtis Park. And if you're not from Sacramento, Curtis Park is a very small geographic area.
Yeah.
And it's a nice neighborhood, so there aren't that many houses available. There are people who have lived there forever. Ever.
Yeah.
So they're like, we want to live in Curtis Park, and we want this, and we want this, and we want this. And it's like, what?
They have houses in Curtis Park that still have the milk slot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is a really gorgeous neighborhood. And, like, literally around the park in Curtis Park. It's one of the nicest, quiet neighborhoods in Sacramento. I mean,
no, it's great.
I mean, East Sac is the fabulous 40s and the big houses and all that. But Curtis Park is just really a very cool place. But there's no reason to go there unless you're, going to, like, Track 7 Brewery or something. Yeah. Going nearby. And it's so close to not so nice places.
Yeah.
Only a freeway separates them.
The other side of the tracks.
Well, not anymore. Yeah. Oh, I guess it is. Part of it is, yeah.
Yeah. That part at the south end of Curtis Park is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So that was going. So good luck with that. Kareem, anything other? I mean, you got the show tonight.
I got the show tonight. And then tomorrow, I'm the day host for the Afro Freak fashion show and art exhibit. So I'll be hanging out at the Soul Collective, greeting people, letting them know about the art and the show that's coming up tomorrow night. I did it last Saturday. It was a lot of fun. I got a photographer took some great pictures of me singing Prince, actually making me look like I can sing.
Yeah, I thought, I was like, wait, did you change your career up? What's wrong?
I can sing a little bit.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, you had, like, the butterfly collar. Like, you just had, like, the whole, like, thing going on. Like, you had the look and holding the mic and...
Yeah, I was singing for real.
you're really singing, yeah?
Yeah.
Not like Milli Vanilli. He was not lip-syncing.
No, it was not lip-syncing.
It was a picture. I mean, come on.
Right.
It's not... Totally. It's not speaking to me.
Right. Absolutely.
The picture was speaking to you because you was like, damn, he...
I was like, I never thought Kareem looked so handsome, but he's.
I didn't either.
He got a little boner.
Vanessa Gaines took the pictures, and I was like, damn, I did not know I was that handsome.
Yeah, that's not me.
Yeah.
Who is this photographer? I need her for my wedding.
Her name is Vanessa Gaines. Like I was like shocked. The pictures came out amazing.
Yeah.
He paid a lot of ad time to get those to everybody's.
No, and that was the thing. I didn't pay for like. She just showed up. She was there for the event. And one of my friends is the DJ for the event. And so he played a Prince song. And I'm a huge Prince fan. I don't know if y'all knew that or not.
Yeah.
So you put on a Prince song and I lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And some stuff, it's like stuff that I normally don't do in public, comes out. And so I was singing the song, How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore? And she was... She was just taking pictures and like she gets some really great shots.
Yeah, it really is an art form to get really good candid shots of people. Because a lot of candid shots you see are just terrible.
And that was the thing. I had no idea she was really taking pictures of us.
Right.
You know, we were just messing around, but she took some really great shots.
Well, that's cool. That's very cool. I don't really have any big plans. I don't know what
oh, I'm and doing. I might go see Deadpool.
There. You, oh, I have to go see Deadpool.
I need to go see that.
I've heard nothing but good things about Deadpool.
IMAX, bro.
But yeah, I don't know what Leslie and I are doing for my birthday tonight. I do not know. She got me a gift on Valentine's Day and said, "Do you want it on Valentine's Day? It's a combo gift. Do you want it on Valentine's Day or do you want to wait till your birthday? If you want it tonight, I'll get you a little something for your birthday." And I said, "I think I'll wait." And then we went out to dinner and she said, "Are you sure?" And I said, "You know what? We've had a rough day. If you're the last show, we had a rough day cleaning up cat piss. I really would like a gift." So she got me a brand new turntable.
Ooh!
Because my old turntable, for whatever reason, one of the channels of audio stopped working.
That piece of shit.
Just oops. All of a sudden, I'm like, I'm going to play a record. You didn't speak, only coming out of one speaker. So I'm like doing a test. I'm like unplugging stuff, plugging in. I'm like, yeah. God damn it. And turns out the speakers were fine. It was something with the, probably not the turntable itself. It was probably the cord coming out of it.
Bitch.
But it's a turntable that I got. Sam sold it to me, actually.
Oh, yeah, of course it did. Now, where's Sam now? Huh?
Well, Sam,
not here to answer for his piece of shit turntable.
And when Sam sold it to me, it did not have a needle.
Oh, what a dick.
He's like, "Yeah, I'll sell you. I got a spare turntable. I'll sell it to you for $10. And I'm like, "Great." And he brings it in, and I go, "There's no needle." "Oh, you can get a needle anywhere." "No.
No.
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 That's a lie."
It was a 2-week quest. Simply to find something, I ended up having to order it online from this place that specializes in record needles that's in Eugene, Oregon.
Right, and it probably cost $30.
It cost $35 yeah. Because I didn't get just the needle. I actually got the entire head
right.
That went on the tone arm because that's I figure, you know what, let's just get something that yeah. That works. And it's worked for like a year and a half, and it was fine, and God knows how old the turntable was before then, but right. So it was really nice. She got me that, and it's got, in addition to being able to listen, it's actually got the USB out.
Ooh.
So I can record my vinyl. I can digitize my vinyl, so it's no longer on vinyl. But I can take it along with me on my iPhone or whatever.
That is probably just about the best gift a significant other can get for you.
Fantastic. Wonderfully thoughtful. Very nice. She researched it out. And because she was in a hurry, she did not go and get it from Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on NateDarlingShow.com. I mean, that would have been the only thing more thoughtful.
True.
Would be to do that. But she was time constrained.
Yeah, time constrained.
Because she got home last Saturday. I picked her up at about noon from the airport. And all day Sunday, we were cleaning up cat piss. So it was one of those things where I told her on Saturday, "Oh yeah, by the way, my record player, that one thing stopped working." And
she was able to go find one for you within 24 hours?
Yeah, she went to Fry's and found it.
Wow.
Yeah, researched it and found it. And I looked on Amazon, and in fact, the reviews are fantastic.
That's an awesome lady.
Yeah, she's wonderful. That's why I asked her to marry me.
You're a lucky dog.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, and we have decided on a wedding venue.
Uh-oh, you going to talk about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, as we're recording this, we have not finished doing all the paperwork. I'm just going to say we've decided on a venue.
Uh-oh.
And it is going to be in Sacramento.
Yeah.
In Sacramento. And once the paperwork is signed and we have our date secured, because we want Black Friday.
Buy your tickets now.
Oh, that's what we really should do. We should charge people. That would be great. She'll never go for that. But that is a fantastic idea. Just go, "Listen, I'm not going to charge you any Ticketmaster fees, but..."
Well, and if Paul McCartney comes, make that motherfucker pay.
Right. Paul McCartney's going to pay. But yeah, just be like, "Oh yeah, it's a great formal, it's a formal dining event and floor show with Ooh. Dancing."
What?
Because you figure it's a performance. The wedding is a performance.
Right, right.
And then you've got dinner and drinks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then dancing?
Oh, that's a $150, $145 event. That's like boom.
Seriously, you go ahead and do that and charge admission. That's the way to go.
The way to do it.
Then you don't have to worry about asking for gifts. No one has to go out gift shopping. You just make them buy tickets.
Buy a ticket. If you love me, buy a ticket, bitch.
Yeah, if you really, yes, if you're really my friend, you'll buy a ticket to the wedding.
Oh, you don't like the ultimate check.
Right. The ultimate check. But yeah, so that's like the first. Everybody's like, did you pick a venue yet? It's like, no, we're still looking. Relax. Yeah. Oh, but don't you have to pick one soon? How about you don't fucking worry about it?
Hey, how about you concentrate on your own life because it's all fucked up?
You know, and the funny thing is the people that are most curious about that are the ones that are probably not going to get invited.
Yeah, fuck them.
The people that are going to get invited are like, well, I'll get an invitation. They'll tell me where it is and they'll go then.
I'll be happy to enjoy the day with you.
Yeah, and because we're doing a very non-traditional date. We're doing, like I said, Black Friday, or if that is already booked, then we'll do the Saturday.
Yeah.
But right out the weekend after Thanksgiving, not really a busy wedding time.
No.
So it's not like it's in super high demand. So you know, I'll back off.
Back off.
We got it done. We looked at a bunch of places, got a bunch of estimates, ran a bunch of numbers, and go ahead and did that. And one thing that we may be doing that we really want to do is this is not going to have an impact on you, Jason, because you don't drink anymore. We are looking to brew our own beer.
That's awesome.
And not like in our kitchen, but Yolo Brewing Company, and this is not a paid plug, it's a free plug. They do something where you can go in and make your own beer. And you can get either, like, it comes out of either like two kegs, or you can get bottles, or I don't know what the mixing thing is, but you start with a base of one of their beers, and then you can sort of go from there.
Ooh!
So we already have an idea of what we're going to do, and
craisins,
and yeah, it's really exciting, and you can actually get customized labels if you're getting all bottles.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So you've seen it with wine bottles. There is a way to do it with beer.
Get two kegs, and then get some commemorative beer mugs.
Well, the thing with kegs. I think if we can, I want to do one keg and the rest in bottles.
Mm.
Because if we don't happen, I don't think we're going to go through two kegs of beer at the wedding. It's going to be a good beer. It really is. It's going to be one that I think everyone can enjoy that drinks. So it'll be there, but I don't want to have like half a keg hanging around or a keg and a quarter. Because we're not going to have a keg set up in our house. I mean, it's a great idea. I'm all for it. But I'm all for a keg in my house.
Just make sure that people are doing keg stands by the end of the night.
Sure.
Or get rid of it, you know? Like, hey, fuckers, you got to drink this beer.
Right.
Taking it home.
That's exactly how we want to do it. But no, I think it'll be good to do the keg, and then we can switch to the bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So, and maybe that will be our favor will be a bottle of our wedding beer.
Boom.
So that's the other way to do it. One per table. Here you go.
One per table.
Beer
sounds
toast.
Like a plan.
Yeah. So we're going to do some fun things. But once everything's booked, I'll sort of give you the lowdown. But that's exciting to get that taken care of. That's the, like, deep breath. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have a place. We have a date. We actually have a DJ because she did book one already. So now all we have to do is find a cake and a florist and a baker.
Or, and a candlestick maker?
A photographer, a florist, and a wedding cake.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, pay for it. So there's all of that coming
cha-ching!
Up. Yeah, it's heady times. So speaking of heady times, Ronda Rousey went on the Ellen DeGeneres show and talked for the first time, really, about what it was like with her fight with Holly Holm and how she felt after.
In order to get somebody who's going to be a fighter.
Let's talk about.
Most fighters come from.
Hold on. I don't know where that's coming from. I've got two things playing on one website.
Oh, you son of a piece of biscuit.
Thanks, CBS. Thanks, CBS Sports. Hold on. Let me get. I need to find this goddamn thing. Yeah. Where
are you? Oh, is that it over there?
It's a window. There we go.
Oh, you got it. Right there.
Thanks, Internet. By the way, have I mentioned the show's free?
It's free.
It's free. Hold on. Hold on. One more thing. I think this is important to reiterate.
Okay, and what is that?
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
It's true, but when I was in radio, we did not have the internet piped into the studio.
No. Let's talk about the loss of this. I mean, everyone expected you to win. I expected you. The world expected you expected to win. So going into it, what was different? Like, were you, did you feel good going in, or was there something different this time?
It's always crazy going into every fight, you know? It's always so much chaos and so many things going on, and things weren't perfect. They never are. And I think the one thing that was different was it was my third title fight in 9 months, and I don't think anyone's ever even attempted that before. And
that's a lot.
Yeah, but I don't make any excuses or anything like that. I mean, I've fought in worse conditions, but I think the one thing that was different, I just kind of felt tired. But other than that, I mean, I'd been more tired, I guess. I just...
So when you get hit that hard, what happens to you? Like, do you feel it at the time, or there's so much adrenaline you don't feel it?
Well, I got clipped in the first exchange. So I was knocked out on my feet like the first time I got hit. And
that must have surprised you.
Well, it's hard to really know what's going on. And so in that first hit, I cut open my whole mouth and I knocked my teeth.
See, that would explain how she reacted the rest of the fight. Because she looked like she was lost and didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And now we know why.
And it was weird. I had like no perception of like I felt like almost like I couldn't see. Like I could see, but I couldn't tell like how far my hand was from my face or how far she was from me. Like when you sit and you're not moving and you still are aware of where your body is, that's like a part of your brain that's telling you where you are in space. And it was like that kind of turned off. I was like swinging blindly. I knew she was out there, but like it was I really don't remember most of it.
That must have been really scary then, because you're aware that that's happening, and also that's like in a split second you're aware of that and you're still trying to protect yourself.
Well, you're aware of that and you have to try and not make it appear as if you're hurt.
Right.
Because if someone can tell, then they're going to swarm in on you. And so I was trying my best to make it, to kind of hide the fact that I wasn't even there anymore.
So do you have, like, how long does a headache last after you're hit like that? Do you have a headache still?
No. I don't know. I didn't have a headache at all. It's not about, like, pain or things happening. It's just things stop working, you know? Like, my brain stopped working properly, and my teeth didn't really work that properly.
And how long was it that your brain was not aware of that? How long did that take to settle down?
Probably till, like, the next morning.
Wow. Did you worry for a minute? Like, could this be permanent? Did I really hurt myself, and maybe I won't do this again?
No, to be honest, like, what I was thinking, like... I was like...
And here's where it gets very, very real.
I was like in the medical room, and I was like down in the corner. I was sitting in the corner, and I was like, what am I anymore if I'm not this? And I was literally sitting there and like thinking about killing myself in that exact second. I'm like, I'm nothing. I'm like, what do I do anymore? And no one gives a shit about me anymore without this. And to be honest, I looked up and I saw my man, Travis, was standing there, and I was looking up at him, and I was just like, I need to have his babies. I need to stay alive. That was like, really, that was
you
it.
You better stay alive.
That's right. She stayed alive for the dick. I think that's the lesson. The lesson is she stayed alive for the dick. The look on Ellen's face when she started to break down like that was a combination of cha-ching and horror.
Yeah.
She realizes how terrible a human being she is at that moment. She's like, I thought I was kind of bad, but now I know I am an evil person.
Yeah, so...
I don't know. I don't think she thought she would break down like that.
No, most likely not.
But then she also was thinking in the same time, like, this is going to get millions of views.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And especially in a ratings month like this, this is a huge thing for Ellen to get something like
poor
that.
Poor Rhonda. So, that must have been tough.
Well, she's on her way back. She's got a movie. So, you know, she'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
She'll
land on her feet.
She will be. Or with her ankles up in the air getting ready to have his baby. I mean, who knows? Whatever.
That's already happened.
Whatever
she's
makes her
already
happy.
On the... covered the Sports Illustrated swimsuit. So
yeah, I believe they shot that before she got her teeth knocked in. I'm just saying.
I saw her somewhere.
You know who else is on it? Well, Lindsey Vonn is not on the cover, but Lindsey Vonn, Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend,
she's
in body paint.
And Rhonda's in body paint.
And Rhonda's in body paint. Lindsey Vonn better than Rhonda. Just saying.
There's a tennis player, too.
Yeah. You just spoke my language there.
tennis player. It's Martina Navratilova. Enjoy.
Caroline Wozniacki.
It's Martina Navratilova in body paint.
Billie
Jean King in body paint. They needed two coats.
No, I think tennis players have amazing bodies. Women. The men also, I guess. But I'm not. Yeah, it's not my thing. But women, they're sexy. Look at Serena, Venus. You know, I mean,
look nothing like Caroline Wozniacki. They look like two. They look completely different.
But you know that they're
not even remotely the same body type.
No, they're not. But here's the thing: is they're all so toned and they're all so like good in shape and well. I mean, yeah, Chris plays tennis.
Oh, I see where it's coming around to. It's coming around. Is she toned in all the right places for you? For you.
For me, yes. She's perfect for me.
I would never, never, you know, disrespect
your
wife.
She's perfect for me.
There you go.
She is the perfect little short person for you.
Yeah. See, I mean, like, it could not have worked out better. I mean, you know, I'm a very fortunate man.
Indeed you are. You know who's not fortunate? Antonin Scalia. He's dead. He did lead a long and healthy life. He was on the Supreme Court for quite some time. He made it to 79, which is well above the national average, too. So I'm going to give him that. And he died at a resort in Texas. Had a heart attack. They're saying no need for an autopsy, although that, of course, fuels speculations that there's a cover-up or a conspiracy of some sort. But there's a Texas newspaper that's not really into those theories because on the day that Justice Scalia died there, and I believe it's front page below the fold, headline, at exclusive Big Bend Resort, guests enjoy the high life. It's a terrible time for a headline. It's a glowing review published on Sunday of the ranch where U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia died Saturday. The piece, unfortunately, was titled, as I just read, exclusive Big Bend Resort, guests enjoy the high life. News broke Saturday evening of the Scalia death, reportedly from a heart attack. The story's author, Pamela Blanc, noted the timing on Twitter, saying, coincidentally, my story about the ranch in West Texas appears in today's paper just as Scalia died. The review caught by the Texas Tribune reporter now contains an editor's note saying that the piece was published just before Scalia's death. So timing is everything.
Yes. The truthers, these people are fucking ridiculous. So a fat guy who's 79 years old, who just went to the doctor the last, like, three times in the last 2 weeks, he had to be murdered. Come on. Really?
Well, you enjoy several conspiracy theories, so why can't they? And you go, look, they turned out to be true. Well, this may turn out to be
true. Yeah, but mine are true.
Okay. Listen, he was allegedly found with a pillowcase on his head. I don't know. Maybe he was there with Rosie O'Donnell watching East of Eden.
Yeah. Or maybe he fell off his horse at the meeting. You know what I mean? Like, and he had his sheet on his head still. Yeah. You never know.
Wow.
No, that was not.
He was in Texas. Maybe he did that sheet. It was a Klan rally.
I just don't understand why they're advertising this place in a local newspaper when it's a place obviously the local people cannot afford.
Well, you know, you can dream. You know, if you work hard, Jason.
If you work hard
in this country, you can achieve anything.
There's some truth to that.
Instead of waiting on the people that come, you could be one of those people that get waited on.
That's true.
Once in your lifetime.
Well, speaking of Texas men, a Texas man was arrested for allegedly having sex in Las Vegas on a big old Ferris wheel with a woman from Long Island.
A Ferris wheel with enclosed pods. And it was in one of those pods that 21-year-old Chloe Scodianos, a mom from Hicksville, Long Island, decided to join the Vegas version of the Mile High Club with 27-year-old Philip Panzeca there. Yeah, the guy with the big smile. According to police reports, it was security that first noticed the couple undressing. They used the intercom to ask them to stop. They didn't. And it wasn't just security cameras trained on them. People in neighboring pods were getting an eyeful. The report says the guests in Cabin 15 not only noticed, but were video recording the acts. The report goes on to say, I clearly saw Scordianas laying on her back in the center of the cabin. Panzeca was on his knees over her and removed her dress.
Girl, you know I'm hooked on you.
Well, do they're now facing felony charges for public indecency. This kind of stuff happens more often than you think.
By the way, this is an actual broadcast news report.
That's funny.
Just saying.
And the music is too?
Yes, this is from a New York television station.
I thought you were just being crafty with playing the music behind.
No, this was done on purpose by a reporter and an editor.
So the editor was like, "Hey, I got an idea."
Yeah, whoever had the idea decided color me bad.
Sex you up.
And color me bad. I want to sex you up. And it is color me bad, right?
Yeah, it's color me bad. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. Two live crew.
There was still more time. They were going to go through other public sex stuff. But the guy came out and explained what happened. He found out that allegedly his fiance was cheating on him. So he went and met up with this chick at a bar, which then led to this because they were drunk. He ended up staying in jail for a couple of days until his fiance came and bailed him out. That is an uncomfortable move.
Oh my God.
Now I'm like, did she make him stay in jail for 2 days as punishment? I'm very curious. Was she actually cheating on him?
I'm just
curious. And if so, are they even? Can they move on now?
I'm just curious as to why are you putting people in jail for having sex in Las Vegas in a public place?
Because it's illegal to.
Yeah, but like 3 days, like I mean, like hit him up with a fine, like it's like hit him up with a fine.
Dress? Why did you have to take the dress off?
Yeah, that's the worst. Because
he was drunk. He was drunk.
Yeah, you slip it through the buttons.
Yeah. By the way, everywhere in Vegas in public, there is a camera.
Yeah, there is
a camera. I guarantee there's someone who saw me propose to Leslie in front of the Bellagio fountain on a security camera.
And then you guys had sex right there.
We did, right in front of the Bellagio fountain on Thanksgiving night. That's what we did, right on the sidewalk.
That's ballsy.
Right, it was, literally. Literally ballsy. That's how it worked out. What happens in Vegas never stays in Vegas. All right, so Glenn Beck opened his radio show with an epic mockery of Donald Trump. Let's take a little bit of a listen. It's sort of tongue in.
Wow, you make me cheer for Glenn Beck.
I know, right? It's one of those weird things, and it's I guess sort of subtle. Check it out.
This is the Blaze Radio on Demand.
Hey, it's Glenn, and I want to remind you, peace of mind is tough to come by these days unless you have a Liberty Safe. With a Liberty Safe, you won't worry when you leave the house because you'll know your valuables are protected. And right now, you can get free delivery.
I want to put my nuts in a Liberty Safe because they're my valuables and I want them protected. Direct pricing. Can I do that? LibertySafe.com, made in the US. Yeah. Do they make a ball safe?
They put them,
LibertySafe.com.
It's called a codpiece.
Right.
My gosh, this is going to be the most fabulous, the most special, the hugest show you've ever heard. It is going to be the most special show we've ever done. In fact, it is so special, it is so huge. China, I mean, we've got a show. It's called We Got a Show, and it's happening right now. And here's, let me tell you this, it's going to be so special, so huge. We're going to make China and we're going to make Mexico pay for it right now. I will make a stand. I will raise my voice.
I will hold your hand. Because we have one. Makes you want to listen to Glenn Beck, doesn't it?
It does.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck program.
Oh, my gosh.
That made me want to kill myself.
This is huge. It's spectacular. It is special. New Hampshire is such a special place. The people are special. And I'll always remember them.
Would you say that this is the greatest show the gods ever created?
I would say that this show that I'm doing, I'm going to make this show great again. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be remembered as the greatest show host that God has ever created.
You're going to do a show so good and so fast and so strong. Believe you.
What?
You're going to do a show.
Yes.
So good.
So good.
So fast.
So fast.
And so strong.
And so strong.
Believe you.
Believe you.
No, you would say believe me.
Believe me. Right.
Believe
okay,
me.
Believe me. I'm going to do a show so get me
so in. Good.
So good. Fast. So fast.
Strong.
So strong.
Believe you.
Believe me.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Wow, that's I do. True. How could I not?
I don't know. That? I don't know.
There he goes. It goes on from there, but I think that's all we need. You get the idea. You get the idea. Glenn Beck sort of busting on Donald Trump.
It's huge.
It's huge. It's amazing. I think the key, though, to doing a show is to have really loud musical elements in between every little thing you do to overproduce it. Although I will commend him on going ahead and getting a foreign language chick with an accent to do your announcing.
Inappropriate comment.
Right?
Hey, don't badmouth Tiffany.
Tiffany. That's the best you could come up with for a British chick.
That's what I just came.
Nicely done.
Sorry.
It's all good. It's perfectly fine. It's good. It's fine. It's huge. It's time for
get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right. First up in Cool or Tool, ranches. Ranches. Jason.
Ranches are really cool right now.
Kareem.
I would say ranches are cool.
Ranches are cool. Dude, ranches. Cool ranch is cool. That's what I'm saying. I'm next in Cool or Tool, Ferris wheels. Kareem.
Ferris wheels are cool.
Jason?
Yeah, Ferris wheels are totally cool.
Yeah, they're fine. I don't have a problem with them.
Yeah.
I do enjoy the Great Wheel in Seattle. That was fun.
That's amazing.
It is. It is fun. Should always go. Around sunset, delightful.
The best.
Indeed. And finally in Cool or Tool, Glenn Beck. This one's a little harder than normal. Glenn Beck. Jason?
My brain is getting ready to explode right now.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to say that Glenn Beck's still a tool. He's still a tool.
Kareem.
He is cool for today.
Yeah. Like I said,
really?
Look, I gave Kanye cool for going to visit.
Oh, yeah, true that.
Yeah.
True that. Okay, I want to change mine. Can I change mine now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah, it's just a stupid bit we do on the show.
But it means a lot to me, Nate.
Okay.
I'm keeping score, and right now I'm, like, losing.
By the way, no betting allowed on Cool or Tool. It's none of that.
I bet.
We'll have none of that.
I bet.
No wagering. No wagering, unless you're in Nevada. And then you have to go through the Sports Gaming Commission.
And there you go. That's
just,
how you do it.
Just the rules. Unless you're naked on a Ferris wheel. All right, that's going to do it for Cool or Tool. And I want to remind everybody and thank everybody who's been shopping the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Thank you for supporting the show, and thanks for giving yourself a great deal.
Yeah, you should just go do it.
You deserve something nice.
Thanks.
You really do. You deserve something nice. I mean, besides the show.
Besides the show.
Yeah. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Oh, you know what you should do? Get yourself something wacky for St. Patrick's Day coming up.
Yeah.
That's coming up. We've already passed Valentine's Day. What's the next thing?
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. There you go. Well, Easter. You can get Easter candy. You can stock up on that shit.
Ooh, you can get some jelly beans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can get the season for jelly beans.
Bulk candy. You know, if you want to have an Easter egg roll or some nonsense, you got a bunch of kids. Maybe you've got this group thing, and you got parents and kids. Go to Amazon. Don't go to the fucking store and try and find your shit. Go to Amazon, order it all up.
Yeah,
it'll get sent right to your house. You put it all together, and you're done.
You don't have to do anything.
You don't have to drive around. I know gas is a lot cheaper, but your time still means something.
Your time is your most valuable asset.
Yeah, eventually you're going.
Gas is $1.78.
Eventually, you're going to have a heart attack in a Texas ranch, and you'll wonder what you were doing with your life.
Yeah.
You're running around from place to place, hunting up stuff. When you could have ordered on Amazon, through the Shop Amazon.
You should have just done that, and now you wouldn't have, like, bunch of other shit going on.
I guarantee you, Antonin Scalia, as he gasped his last breath, was saying, God, I wish I had shopped the Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com rather than going to the dollar store that time.
That's exactly what he said.
I would love to see him in line at the dollar store. If I could bring him back to life, I would, with the proviso that he has to shop at the dollar store.
Which one? It doesn't, like the one in Midtown or like the one...
Well, he doesn't live here. Any dollar store. Not like not like Dollar General, a place where everything is 99 cents or less.
Exactly.
And he has to buy all of his food there.
Oh.
It's just, that's the most disturbing thing, that they sell foodstuffs at the 99 cent store. And that people buy it. And it's all got these weird off-brand labels. And I'm like, why would you put that in your face?
The thing is, generally it's gotten forgotten in the back of a truck as it drove across the country. Well, and then they're like, oh.
Yeah, but it's not like it's an old Slim Jim with a Slim Jim label on it that's just a little stale. It's usually like Dave's Meat Stick. I was like, what is this?
It's a meat stick.
It looks like someone did the graphic design in MS Paint in 1992. How old is this?
Is that 16-bit?
16-bit. It's more than two. Well, it's 4 bits for your 16-bit because it's 99 cents. Hey, do you know how much money you make, Jason? You don't have to say. But yeah, you know how much you make?
Yeah, I know how much you make.
Kareem, you know how much money you make?
Yes.
Okay. Most people do, but not everybody. And in fact, the head of Google Europe was testifying in front of British lawmakers, and well, he wasn't quite so sure. Play, you son of a bitch. Oh, it's not going to play for me. Hold on. It's popping up. It's getting there. It's getting CNN money. I'm CNN killing me.
Come on.
Here we go.
Do you really understand the anger, Mr. Britton? What do you get paid, Mr. Britton?
If that's relevant, I'll happily disclose that to the committee. What I understand
I'm asking you what you get paid.
Well, I'll happily disclose that if that's a relevant matter for the committee.
I'm asking you, so it's a relevant matter. Could you tell me what you get paid, please, Mr.
I don't have the figure, but I'll happily provide
you
it to the committee.
You don't know what you get paid, Mr.
Well, Chair, let me...
I mean, perhaps you could give us a ballpark of what you get paid. Forget the share options, then. What's your basic salary?
It's a salary. I don't have the figure, but I'll provide the figure privately. If it's relevant to the committee to understand my salary,
I'm sorry. Okay, you don't know what you get paid. Well, my point is, out there, taxpayers, our constituents, are very angry. They live in a different world, clearly, to the world that you live in, if you can't even tell us what you're actually paid.
So, yeah, that was uncomfortable.
You can't even tell us what you actually paid.
That's kind of a good goal to have, to not know how much you get paid. Honestly, I don't know off the top of my head what I get paid per hour, which is a really nice feeling. Because I know how much I get paid per year, but I have I don't really know what that is per hour. I can figure it out, but I don't know off the top of my head.
Mm.
You know, that was one of my levels of, that was one of my levels of success. Was when I don't know immediately what my hourly rate is.
I can't wait for that day.
Because, and not that it's necessarily that much, it also means no overtime. So there's that. But,
oh, yeah.
So there is a downside to it. But
I have found in my line of work, people that get salaried, yeah, they kind of, if you do what they do hourly, it kind of brings it down.
Right, right. There is a downside to it.
Yeah.
But... It's also nice to not have to go, well, I get paid $8.53 an hour, and then you go through this, like, and you get a 2.5% raise on your $8.53 an hour.
If we gave out raises at my job.
Fantastic. No actually
had
comment.
My first review last week.
Oh.
How'd that go?
Exceptional.
That's good. That is very good. One of my employees gave notice, so it's one less review I have to do. Well, I've already done the review.
Oh.
I just don't have to do the in-person part of it because I had to submit the review by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So that part's already been done, but now I don't have to go through the whole thing and go, well, here's what we want you to work on. And
Now HR gets to deal with it.
It's been dealt with, actually. It's done.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, notice was given, proper notice, and they will work out their notice. And within a half day, we were able to get all the paperwork through And so the job will be posted.
Boom.
Yeah. So nice job, HR.
Good job, HR.
Our HR department is really, really very good in terms of getting stuff done. They're answering questions, and you know, I work for a TV station here in town, but it's part of a much bigger corporation.
Yeah.
And our HR department is not local. Our HR department is elsewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's how mine is.
So, for everything to happen that quickly and get stuff done is really very responsive. So it's a bunch of good people. So it's really good. So Kanye West gave him a lot of cheers and kudos last show. He's revealed that he is $53 million in debt.
I don't believe him.
Yeah, me neither.
So you're calling Kanye a liar?
Yes.
Yeah, about this.
Okay, well, I mean, to be fair, 50 Cent is $30 million in debt, and he's complaining that his the bankruptcy deal they're offering him is a time travel back to slavery. So I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I believe he's in debt, $30 million in debt too. Yeah.
So Kanye says he's worst. He went to Twitter and says he's $53 million in debt. He revealed on Sunday, writing, "Please pray we overcome. This is my true heart." I just want, does Kanye just hold his breath for a really long time and then tweet? Because the stuff he tweets out, a lot of times it's just like, what are you doing?
Okay, so here's the deal. Kanye is not just a rapper. He's a producer.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, Kanye is making money every day, all day.
Right.
Doing... If he did nothing else the rest of his life, he would be getting a check every day.
Right. But the other thing he fancies himself is a clothing designer. and his clothing design ventures have done nothing but hemorrhage money.
They probably are.
Yeah, that is the truth.
And he has the whole Kardashian clan to kind of support right now, so...
Well,
they make
plenty. They make like $75 million each, dude. They do fine.
They're fine. Yeah,
they are perfectly okay. Anyway, he followed up. his great reveal by appealing directly to one of the world's richest technology entrepreneurs, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, tweeting, "Mark Zuckerberg, invest $1 billion into Kanye West ideas." By the way, is it really the best move to go to Twitter to appeal to the founder of Facebook? For $1 billion.
Yeah.
Also, he tweeted, "Mark Zuckerberg, I know it's your birthday, but can you please call me by tomorrow?" So he's super demanding about time.
Yeah. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, this is all just a game. I mean, right? Yeah. This is all just a game.
He also tweeted, "You love hip hop. You love my art. I am your favorite artist, but you watch me barely breathe and still play my album in your house."
What the fuck, man?
Kim Kardashian is still there. That means he's not $53 million in debt.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, who knows if they've commingled. He later explained he was not only asking for money for himself. He tweeted, "I want to help the world, and I need help to do it. I am an artist, but I care about humanity." He also tweeted, "Yes, I am personally rich and I can buy furs and houses for my family, but I need access to more money in order to bring more beautiful ideas to the world." He added, "If I spend my money on my ideas, I could not afford to take care of my family. I am in a place that so many artists ends up. Also, for anyone that has money, they know the first rule is to use other people's money." Okay, well then don't reveal that.
There you go.
He should go get a payday loan.
Right?
So, well, that's what happens in Hollywood. Not many people put their own money up for their films.
Right.
They're always trying to get other people to finance.
I watched Entourage. I saw the movie.
So yeah. let me ask you this, though. You are someone with money, and I am someone who, I've got some of my own money. But I've just told you that I am $53 million in debt. I have a huge black hole of money. And I come to you and I go, "Hey, I want a bigger pile of money than that because I want you to invest in my great ideas, which have put me $53 million in the hole."
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
Right?
Exactly.
How much sense does any of this make?
If you asked me for $20 and you got cable, I'm saying no.
Yeah, really. That's, oh my God. That's, I can't, like, when I was talking to somebody and, like, when they talked about having cable, I'm like, we, you had cable? Like, I didn't, be, like, that's, man. Like, I could afford cable too, but my wife's like, we're not buying cable. We got the basic channels. That's it.
Well, I know. It's really weird. There are people that I know that will not, that will get all upset if a homeless person has a cell phone. It's like, I ain't giving you money. You got a cell phone.
Yeah.
It's like, well, how do you ever expect them to get a job?
Well, and they give them out free too.
Well, and the other thing is, there are no more phone booths.
Yeah.
No.
So it's you don't have the option of going to the phone booth and dropping a dime in and calling somebody.
And don't you want that person to be able to call somebody?
Why? Well,
hold on a second. Let me get this. Let me get my call.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah. Yeah, honey. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah?
Tell her you're recording a show.
Listen, I got to go, all right? No, I know.
We're doing business here.
Okay, I gotta go. All right, babe.
She should know better than that.
Bye.
She listens.
I'm sorry.
Does she want to get on the show? Is that what she
wants? She wanted to get on the show.
Does she want to come in? Does she want to come in and sit on your lap while we record?
You guys are not gonna get that show.
That would be distracting.
I know you want to see it.
Yes, that's what we want. We want you groping your wife.
Hey, babe. Like, holy shit, man.
Gargling tongues. That's what I want. Oh, such strange happenings. Speaking of strange happenings, you know, there's a state shaped sort of like a limp penis where lots of strange things happen.
It's where you kiss your sister.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
Well, we mentioned a wide receiver shooting himself in Florida. A teen. Well, I'll let the news explain to you what happened.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's it involves a gun and a hoverboard.
It's just devastating, you know?
Paula Stafford speaks for an entire neighborhood, many of whom just finding out what happened to 13-year-old Lavardo Fisher, who deputies say has now died from an accidental gunshot wound to the head.
As a matter of fact, I saw him last week playing basketball in the driveway. It's sad.
Another neighbor, Hannah Patrick, says there's a lesson to be learned.
But yeah, that's horrible. You know, you got to be careful. You got to keep that stuff locked up where it's safe.
A sheriff spokeswoman says their homicide unit will now conduct a death investigation to see if any charges should be filed. Meanwhile, they're making a plea.
We want people to be responsible about their guns, how they lock them up, because this is just a terrible and tragic example of kids playing with guns.
Sunday afternoon, Fisher was visiting a relative's house on Spotswood Drive when deputies say two 18-year-olds found an unsecured gun in a bedroom, started playing with it, and it went off.
I think it's pretty scary because I got a 6-year-old son, and at the time he was in the backyard playing, and you know, I heard shots, and the first thing is get inside.
A resident of the home, 45-year-old Walter Marame, was not home at the time, but was later arrested by detectives for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Sources tell WESH 2 Fisher is the stepson of an Orange County deputy. A department spokeswoman says it is a sad day for the sheriff's department.
So here's what happened. The teen was riding a hoverboard and holding a gun when he lost his balance and shot his cousin.
Oops.
Yeah. Not funny.
Not funny.
At all. But that's what happens when people have guns and they don't take care of them.
Well, I'm glad that the 35-year-old man was...
Well, yeah, a convicted felon with a gun.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Gun laws wouldn't help. There's already a law against him having a gun. That'll be the argument against it. So.
Yeah. Or maybe if those kids had learned, you know, how to properly use a gun in school, grade school maybe.
Yes, mandatory gun training.
Yeah, everybody should know how to run.
Everybody, it's true. You know, everybody. Christopher Titus has a whole routine about arm the children.
They should. I mean, at least they are honest.
It was a couple of specials ago. He does a new special all the time. Love Christopher Titus. All right. So this happened. You know what? Texas is really giving Florida a run for its money lately. This story, not quite as tragic as the one from Florida, but there was a suspect who had a high speed chase through five Texas counties. He ended up speaking to local news.
I'm done with people trying to take my freedom because I smoke weed. You drink. It's 10 times worse.
So why did you say they pulled you over again?
I'm thinking because I was on my iPhone. My little iPad got changed to music. I don't know, though. They ain't told me.
When they pulled you over the first time, why did you just stop? Did you just decide you wanted to come down to Waco?
Dude, I was trying to get to San Antonio. I don't know what the roads I was on. Until they shot my car. I know they was going to shoot at me. Damn, they're shooting at me. I ain't even got no gun.
So what is something about having drugs?
Huh?
Did you have weed on you? Or
I had weed on me. Yeah. I always got weed on me.
Is that why you ran?
Mm-hmm. I'm tired of getting arrested for weed. I'm tired of going to... I can't get a regular job ever anywhere because all my weed...
You said something earlier about the thrill of driving. Was that a thrill?
The thrill was driving. It was definitely a thrill.
He can't get a regular job anywhere because weed's the most important thing in his life.
Exactly.
Yeah, bro. Come on.
It is literally the most important thing in his life. He added that he was Snapchatting and Instagramming, but they tried to pull him over. He ended up going over 100 miles an hour at certain points. he was taken out with spike strips, but not before he continued driving on two flat tires. That's when they shot his car. When he's driving after the spike strip. How do you know you have a problem with marijuana? That's how you know you have a problem with marijuana.
Holy shit, bro.
Right? I picked that.
Marijuana made you aggressive. There's something wrong with that.
That's right.
That guy is just a fucking...
He's tired of it. He's tired of getting arrested for marijuana.
Like, listen, dude, if you can't quit it for 30 days and get a test and take a test for a job that you want to get, you should just be off it, bro. Just take some time away. Go visit something else. Go do something else. You know.
Well, I will say this. Weed is the most important thing in his life.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you said that, right?
Yeah, it is. When weed's the most important thing in your life, no matter what it is, if it's the most important thing, I can't hold a job because I got to bring my weed. Do you have weed in the car with you?
I always have weed on me.
You're crazy. Why are you asking me this
shit? Why wouldn't I have weed on me?
What's going on? I don't know why I wouldn't have weed.
I have it everywhere.
You're hassling me because I got weed. Right? And the most surprising thing, not black. That's normally some of the brothers hanging around with weed.
That's why he's
the whitest guy ever, and the police still hassling him for weed.
Yeah. No, I don't want to get in. I shouldn't.
No. You probably shouldn't. Probably for the best.
Probably the best.
There's a time in everyone's life when something is a little too important to them. For most of it's masturbating. But, you know, we all have to stop and go to work or school or whatever.
Oh, man, I remember back in those days.
Right?
And I just not go to work because I wanted to fucking just yank it so hard all day. I had some demon seed down deep inside my, like, and I just need to get that shit out.
The power of Christ compels you.
I needed to get it out.
The power of Christ compels you.
That's what I had to do sometimes. Remember, oh, my, it's like... It's like almost as bad as like back in those JCPenney catalog days.
You know, you didn't know what granny panties were. You just knew she was in her underwear.
Oh, man. Look at those. Oh, you got thigh highs on. What's that? Damn. And that's a reason that's a thing is because those guys, when they're going through puberty, all they got was some JCPenney or Macy's catalogs. With some, like, you know,
or nylons. Sears.
Or Sears. Sears, though, I mean, like, come on, that's trashy.
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
Now, I mean, maybe back in the day in, like, you know, 1910, I wouldn't have turned my nose up at a Sears Roebuck catalog. Probably, you know, showing some leggings.
You know, back in the day, it was not uncommon to have to use, for your source material, maybe a black and white print ad.
Sometimes.
You know, any port in a storm.
Any port in a storm.
What I'm saying is, you don't understand. Before the internet, times were hard.
It was hard.
Jason was waiting for 40 minutes with his dick in his hand to try and masturbate to Rosie O'Donnell.
Have you ever fluffed yourself for 45 minutes just so you could hope to see a chick that's hotter than Rosie O'Donnell on the screen and then eventually have to give up and realize that that's what your life amounts to, is that you're a virgin and that you're masturbating to Rosie O'Donnell and you fucking know your life sucks.
My God, if you might as well tell a high school kid today that they have to walk from here to New York City, because they wouldn't believe it.
Oh yeah, no.
Be like, no. What are you talking about, man? I got it right here on my phone.
Yeah,
right on my iPad.
And then don't even get me started on having to go to a movie, like to a video store and go into the special section
walking through those saloon doors in the back. Oh my God!
And then like running into somebody or returning it. Returning the tape and like making sure you rewind it before you return it, because you don't want them to think that you stopped at a certain part and you didn't watch the whole thing. Like, you need to make sure that they saw that you watched that whole thing, because they always checked it.
Well, to be fair, only the first 4 minutes of the tape were worn out.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, no, for real.
Everything else was pristine.
Yeah,
the swinging doors. I remember when Blockbuster Video first came to Plattsburgh, New York, when I was in college. They replaced the local video store. They didn't have any adult movies. You want to talk about a blow to the old nards. Like, what do you mean? The other place, they didn't have, this was the worst. The place before that, the local video store, did not have a special room with the swinging doors because they were in a strip mall. What they had was they had taken the VHS boxes and they had flattened them.
Oh yeah.
And they put them in the world's most shameful photo booth, picture album.
Yeah.
So he's just standing there flipping through the porn.
When I first moved to Sacramento in like 2002, 2003, there's a place that I went to off of Mac Road that was like a video store.
Mm-hmm.
And
in the good section of town.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck, man. There's a video like in a strip mall, and I went in this place, and then like they had this section of like they had movies, regular movies, but then they had the binder they were talking about, and they're selling them for like $9, like, or like $5. Like, holy shit, I could buy a porn. Like, I remember I bought two pornos, and I remember I had to bring one back because it wouldn't play Xbox. Have you ever had to return a porno before and say that it doesn't work?
You're at the point in your life where that $9 porn video was a deal breaker for you, that you got in your car and drove back to the video store to go, I'm sorry, this $9 porno tape that I bought does not work.
It was a DVD.
Oh, okay.
But it did not work.
Even worse.
Yeah, no. It didn't work.
And let me ask this. Did they then put it in the DVD player there to try it?
No, the guy was totally cool about it. Just gave me he figured if it was that important, customer must be right. You know, it was funny. That's where I first learned the term ATM.
Well, you also don't want a disgruntled customer with blue balls.
Give me a fucking tape right now.
I'm gonna come in my pants right here if you don't.
Man, I got the adapter for my Xbox so I could play DVDs.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, like, because that's, you know.
Wow. Oh.
There you guys go. That's just some how I roll.
That is fantastic. All right. It's time to wrap this up.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
A little bit of speak out from the Press Republican in Plattsburgh, New York. This one's titled Discount. I've noticed that some shops and restaurants give breaks to emergency workers. Well, what about the road workers? If they didn't do their jobs, it would be a mess out there.
Oh, hey, good job. Good citizen there.
Road warriors.
City residents pretty much agree that the city takeover of snow removal from sidewalks is a good idea.
Only one! Yes! I took one.
The problem that exists is how much it will cost all taxpayers. The number from DPW is really high, and the number from the committee is really low. The truth is out there somewhere in the middle. That's the information taxpayers do not have, but so desperately need to make a decision.
If it was in the middle, you could just average the two numbers out.
Right. Motorists exiting left from the Lowe's parking lot in Plattsburgh, please pay attention to the white lane markings on the road. Drivers in the leftmost lane should not be crossing over lanes in the middle of the intersection. I've seen numerous drivers not paying attention to the lane markings and almost causing accidents.
Oh, Jason.
What? I didn't do anything wrong. Why is it always me that's a bad driver?
I'm going to go ahead and read this in the voice of the person who probably wrote this. It sure has changed since I went to school. Parents do not want to believe that their child would do something bad to other kids. Wake up! Your kids are any better than others. Teach them young and watch how they are out in public. There are so many illnesses and people that can't help. Let's stop bullying in the schools.
Okay, Grandpa darling.
Hey, stop dissing the villages of Champlain and Rouse's Points for being able to do a fine job clearing sidewalks in the winter. Because they're smaller than Plattsburgh. They're able to do this with far less resources than Plattsburgh, Burlington, Vermont, which is much larger, and Montreal, Quebec, which is very, very much larger. They clear their walks also. It's just a matter of priorities.
Okay.
$15 per hour. What happens to the $23 an hour I worked 30 years to obtain? It's artificially devalued by every company that raises the cost of products and services to pay $15 per hour to their employees. The state wins twice. No welfare to pay and higher incomes from sales tax.
Hey, the fact that you have a shitty job that doesn't give you raises is not a reason not to pay other people what they deserve.
Exactly.
And finally, I love Plattsburgh. It's a beautiful, fun place to live. No, no, it's not. It really isn't.
Yeah, ignorance is bliss, Nate.
It is becoming less affordable. Few one bedrooms. Most renting for $600 plus. Yet no development is quality affordable one bedrooms, and there's a shortage. Many young people working two jobs just for basics, others leaving. It's driving us away.
I don't want to speak out of class, but did they have a big build up at some point where they built a bunch of houses for the Army base and stuff like that?
There is an Air Force base in Plattsburgh, New York that closed in 1994, I believe. Yeah, 94 it closed. So, yeah, but like everywhere else.
These houses are still there, probably.
You know what I'm saying? And, well, a lot of them have been converted to luxury stuff because it's historic buildings. Which is fine. Listen, everybody bitches about the cost of everything until they buy a house, and then they want their house to go up in value.
Right.
Nobody buys a house and goes, well, I hope prices stay affordable. Everybody goes, just bought the house. I hope the value goes up immensely. So I've got all this equity built up in my house. Well, that's the other side. When the price goes up, there you go.
There you go. That's why you should buy.
That's why you should buy. Like you're trying to.
We're trying.
There you go. You'll get it.
Yeah. There's this one house in Curtis Park that I really hope that somebody dies and gives us. Curtis Park. That's what I'm looking for.
I drove by a cute little house in Tahoe Park today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right on 14th.
Yeah, we've seen a couple. We've looked at some places over there.
Yeah,
there's some, but you got to be careful because some places over there like are already at 340, 350, and it's like shit, man, just like that.
Well, you could get on your bike and ride down to Church's Chicken, so you know it's a good neighborhood.
Have you had Church's Chicken?
No, I've not.
Oh my god, like heaven on a stick. But if you get the spicy, your butthole will hurt the next day.
Right. Like Popeyes. Popeyes will do that to you, too.
Oh, my God. I had to stop eating Popeyes.
Yeah?
I would get it, like, at least twice a week sometimes when I was living in San Diego because there's one down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love Popeyes, but it does bad things to my butthole.
It's going to do bad things to you is what you're saying?
It does.
Oh, well. Well, that's going to wrap it up for the birthday edition of the Nate Darling Show.
Hey, happy birthday, Nate.
Thanks, Jason.
Hey, are we going to sing?
Nathaniel.
Can we sing him happy birthday right now? Oh, wait, it's copyrighted.
Yeah, no.
Actually, it's not now. It's in public domain.
Is it?
It is, but you don't have to. It's fine. Right. It's time to wrap this up anyway. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Wednesday with another fresh, new Nate Darling Show. leave you with another song from Brian Fallon, who I saw last night. Magic recording.
Was it amazing?
It was amazing.
It was like the best shit you've ever seen.
Oh my God, so good.
Was he sexy?
So sexy. Love his neck tats. I'd like to trace them.
Yeah.
I'd like to put wax paper on his neck and trace his tats.
I'm sure for a price you could. Take him to Cibola.
It's possible because he's not that big a star. Everybody have a great one. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Songs about you and they tied you up in the rungs of ladders. And you never ended up coming home. You just became something like some smoke that I tried too hard to hold.
NateDarlingShow.com.